This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. WMO warns El Niño will drive record heat waves through August 2024. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Giorgi Pakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. The World Meteorological Organization has issued a warning that El Niño conditions will continue driving above-average temperatures, intensifying heat waves, droughts, and wildfires through at least August 2024. The climate phenomenon poses significant public health risks, particularly for vulnerable populations in regions already experiencing extreme weather events. Key takeaways: El Niño conditions will persist through August 2024, driving above-average global temperatures, increased risk of heat waves, droughts, and wildfires across multiple regions worldwide. Public health systems must prepare for climate-related health emergencies and heat stress impacts. Above-average temperatures expected through August 2024 due to El Niño conditions. According to WMO forecasts, El Niño climate impacts on global health. Key health risks associated with El Niño weather patterns: heat-related illness, high-risk drought impacts, high-risk wildfire exposure, high-risk vector-borne disease, moderate risk. Source: WMO, WHO, Climate and Health Reports. Georgian Medical Journal News. Climate pattern extends extreme weather timeline. The World Health Organization estimates that climate change already causes approximately 250,000 additional deaths annually from malnutrition, malaria, diarrhea, and heat stress. WMO's latest forecasts indicate that El Niño conditions will continue to amplify these risks through the Northern Hemisphere summer months. El Niño typically brings warmer ocean temperatures in the Pacific, disrupting global weather patterns and increasing the likelihood of extreme heat events. The phenomenon has historically been associated with significant public health impacts, including increased cardiovascular and respiratory hospitalizations during heat waves. Regional health preparedness becomes critical. Health systems across affected regions must prepare for increased emergency department visits and heat-related morbidity. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has documented that extreme heat events can overwhelm healthcare infrastructure, particularly in urban areas experiencing heat island effects. Vulnerable populations, including elderly adults, children, and individuals with chronic conditions, face disproportionate risks during prolonged heat exposure. Global health experts emphasize the need for early warning systems and community cooling strategies to prevent heat-related mortality. Drought and wildfire risks compound health threats. Beyond direct heat exposure, El Niño-driven droughts threaten food security and water availability in multiple regions. The Food and Agriculture Organization has documented how drought conditions can lead to malnutrition and increased susceptibility to infectious diseases. Wildfire smoke exposure presents additional respiratory health risks, with particulate matter concentrations often exceeding safe air quality standards during active fire seasons. Recent research has linked wildfire smoke to increased asthma exacerbations and cardiovascular events. Coordinated response required. Through summer, WMO's warning underscores the need for coordinated public health preparedness measures across national and international levels. Heat action plans, early warning systems, and healthcare capacity planning become essential tools for managing the anticipated health impacts through August 2024. Climate adaptation strategies must integrate health system resilience to address both immediate emergency response needs and longer-term climate health risks. The intersection of El Niño conditions with existing health vulnerabilities requires proactive intervention to prevent avoidable morbidity and mortality. El Niño conditions will persist through August 2024, driving above-average temperatures and increasing extreme weather risks globally. World Meteorological Organization, WMO Seasonal Climate Update, 2024. What this means for patients: stay hydrated, limit outdoor activities during peak heat hours, and seek immediate medical attention for heat exhaustion symptoms. For clinicians, prepare for increased heat-related presentations, review heat illness protocols, and identify high-risk patients for proactive monitoring. For policymakers, activate heat action plans, ensure healthcare system capacity, and implement community cooling strategies before peak summer months. Frequently asked questions: how long will El Niño conditions affect global temperatures? According to WMO forecasts, El Niño conditions are expected to continue driving above average temperatures through at least August 2024. The climate pattern typically influences global weather for 9 to 12 months. Which populations are most at risk during El Niño-driven heat waves? Elderly adults, young children, pregnant women, and individuals with chronic cardiovascular or respiratory conditions face the highest risk of heat-related illness. Urban residents and outdoor workers also experience elevated exposure risks. What health preparations should communities make for extended heat conditions? Communities should establish cooling centers, implement early warning systems, and ensure healthcare facilities have adequate capacity for heat-related emergencies. Public education about heat illness recognition and prevention is also critical. The WMO warning provides crucial lead time for health systems and policymakers to implement protective measures before the most intense summer heat arrives. Coordinated climate health preparedness during the coming months will be essential to minimize the public health impacts of this extended El Niño episode. Source: El Niño conditions will lead to more heat waves, droughts, and wildfires over next few months, warns WMO.